When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? My name is Owen Holt, and this is Austin Miss TV's Vibe Room, the show where we get caught up on all of the insider tea with your favorite ATV cast members and influencers. And today, I am being joined by some brand new guests, but you may know them from our brand new season of A&I Season 3. Please welcome Taylan and Evan! Really quick, Taylan and Evan, before we get into it and spill all the tea that I know you guys have to offer, we have to let the audience know that you can literally binge the first 8 episodes of Next Influencer right now on Paramount Plus. So, without any further ado, and with that being said, Taylan and Evan, how are we feeling today?
I'm excited.
Good.
Day 3, so much has already happened, and Taylan, I just want to ask you, what is going on through your mind right now?
So much. Everything is like, it's just crazy. It's only day 3, and I'm like, I'm thinking when we first came in the house, I'm like, nothing's going to happen. Everybody's so cool. All the, it's going to be drama-free. Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
Drama-free. Clearly, we were all wrong, and then Evan, you're doing pretty good in the rankings so far, bro. Do you have any strategy going on so far? I know it's only day 3, but you seem to be cooking up some plans.
No, like, yeah, yes and no. My strategy, like, going in was to just kind of, like, rank in the middle for the first, like, week. But somehow I got good rankings. So, I mean, I'm not mad about it, but I'm definitely nervous because, like, targets, you know, like, putting targets on my back.
One thing I want to talk about really quick is something the cameras didn't catch was you guys becoming roommates. Now, the people don't know this, but you guys were actually roommates because Dawn chose you guys to be bunkmates after the first challenge.
So you get to choose which two contestants are staying in the bunk room, and these can be two boys or two girls.
I'm going to put Evan and Taylan in the room together.
Taylan,
I'm so sorry.
Really? So what was going through your mind when Dawn literally made you guys be roommates in one of the worst rooms in the house, even though it's not even that bad?
I was pissed off because I was like, I want to get a nice ass room. This is the mansion. I mean, pulling up to it, I was like, okay, I'm going to have a nice bedroom. And then to hear that I'm getting this bunk room, I'm like, oh my God. But it actually was the best thing because those mattresses are extra comfortable. And I'm by day 2, everyone was complaining about their bed being hard. And me and Taylan were like, really? Because, like, we were sleeping good up there.
Hey. We were sleeping comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, this episode was full of dramatic moments from Dawn deciding to leave the house to the biggest blow up in Challenge Zone history before the game even started. We've got a lot to talk about, so I hope you're ready to spill some tea. Let's take a look.
I was called manipulative, I was called fake, and I know I'm not a bad person. I was looking at,
you
I can't
shown,
stand,
you have shown,
let me talk.
No, because you're done talking. You're done talking.
I'm not
no,
done
no,
talking.
No, you're done talking. I'm telling you you're done talking because I'm done with this argument. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. You were fine last night. Do not pull the bullying card with the rest of the group. No one here is bullying you. This is a fight between me and you, and it's over.
To say we're bullying you and excluding you, huh? This morning, everybody was making TikToks and you were in all of them. If anything, I'm the one excluded. I was not in barely any of them. You was in all of them. I'm confused.
I just feel like she's trying to fake this, like, fake kindness and, like, being this perfect person. If you're not that type of person, like,
just
naturally,
be real.
Be you.
Just be yourself.
I don't pick sides and no, like, I'm not holding anything against Carrie. I just wish that she would be truthful. We've caught her in multiple lies and it's time for that to stop.
Wow. Okay. So much to unpack in that clip. You know, starting with, in my 3 seasons of being on A&I, I have never seen somebody walk off the challenge zone like Carrie did. Okay. That was just absolutely nuts. All of us were thinking the same thing when that was going down. Like, what is going on? But I want to know specifically from you, Evan, Carrie leaves the challenge zone. What's going on through your mind right now?
I mean, at first I was like, oh no, like I was kind of like worried. I was sad. But at the same time, it's like she kind of like started this, not really like, it wasn't just her, but you know, like this problem like occurred And then she kept like bringing it up and like she couldn't take the heat. And so like at the same time, I was like, you know, if you can't deal with it, then why are you bringing it up?
Taylan, what are your thoughts on having Carrie and Taylor drama in the challenge zone?
I'm just thinking like, what is even going on? Like they're just sitting here arguing. It was hot. I was ready to just start the challenge and get it rolling. And here they are arguing. And then, yeah, it was sad to see that Carrie like left, like Evan said, but it's like, my thing is she brings it up on the challenge zone. I in that instance, I agree with Taylor because like she definitely brought it up in the challenge zone and made it a thing. So, I mean, it made sense for Taylor to. Yeah, it was hot. We was out there just
dude, it was so hot. Do you guys feel like it was right for Carrie to group everyone together when she was talking to everyone?
No, because I was extra nice to her. Like, I know for a fact I was extra nice to her.
Besides me asking Carrie how she felt about rankings, clearly this whole drama in the challenge zone was unprovoked. So I want to ask you, why do you both truthfully think Carrie keeps bringing up Tay-Tay's personal life?
I think that Carrie is mad that Tay-Tay, or that Noah wants Tay-Tay. I think that was like the thing. I really don't think she'll say it or admit to it, but I think that that was like the whole starter for it, that Noah rather is Tay-Tay than Carrie. And so she was like, she told Noah this information that was personal to Tay-Tay, and it's kind of like, and now she's trying to say that she's not in the wrong. But my opinion, I definitely think that Carrie, like, that shouldn't have been said by Carrie to Noah at all.
Okay, let's just face it. Tay-Tay's a fine-ass bitch. Like, she is so hot. And I would be kind of butthurt if, like, the person I was interested in, like, was interested in Tay-Tay. I'd be like, damn, bitch. Like, I see why. But, like, I feel like that angered Carrie a little bit. And that's why she brought Tay-Tay's personal life in it and was, like, trying to, like, keep bringing it up. She was also trying to prove her as, like, dishonest. But, like, the only thing dishonest is, like, going and, like, telling, like, something that someone told you in private, like, out in the open. Like, that's very dishonest and disloyal.
It's only day 3 in the house. So, did you guys ever expect this much drama to already be happening?
Day 1, everything seemed like it was going to go smoothly. Like, even everyone got along.
Nothing really, I guess, besides the whole Nor and Don drama, which got resolved day 1. There was no drama day 1. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. And also, Tay-Tay and Carrie were roommates, so, like, I thought, I don't know, like, day 1, like, they seemed like they were getting along pretty good. I was kind of worried about them because they seemed to be, like, kind of sneaky. But, yeah, I mean, day 3, you see, like, what's going down now.
Well, in this episode, we can all agree the most dramatic moment was when Don left the house. And Evan and Taylan, what were your reactions when you found this out?
I was sad to see Don leave. She was the first person, like, I talked to, so it was just like sad seeing her go, but I know the reason why. And it's just, I'm glad that she put herself first and didn't stay there and just stay in that, like, that place where she just didn't feel comfortable. Like, you know, she had other things going on, and I'm definitely happy that she chose herself over, you know, the competition and the show and stuff like that.
In my opinion, I'm glad Dawn put herself first and like took care of her mental health first. And like Evan said, she wasn't comfortable. Me and Don still had an unfinished conversation that we were having like off camera that I think we still need to get into it. But I definitely seen where she was coming from. Like, she was uncomfortable and it just wasn't her element.
We hope she's doing okay. And who knows, maybe she'll return later in the season in a future episode. I guess you all will have to watch to find out. But now it is time for our first game of the vibe room. It is called Who Said It?
Ooh, okay.
Who said it?
Here's how it works. I'm gonna give you a quote, you tell me who said it, and whoever gets the most correct answers gets to spill a secret about something you don't think will make it onto the show. I hope you guys have been good listeners in the A&I house. Either way, let's get into it. Who's ready?
Me.
I'm ready.
The first line of Who Said It? I have 2.5 million followers on TikTok. That was close. I don't know. I think I saw Evan's hand first.
Carrie.
Ding, ding, ding.
I have 2.5 million followers on TikTok.
Moving on. I got electrocuted this morning. It was terrible. Oh, yo, I think Taylan had that just by a split second. Taylan, what's your answer?
Tay-Tay.
That is correct.
I got electrocuted this morning. It was terrible. Yeah.
Sometimes I just feel like a lizard running through. Taylan, you gotta want to take a shot at it?
Noah?
No, that is incorrect, which means Evan, you get a chance to steal.
What? Christian?
Oh, that is correct!
Okay.
Sometimes I just really feel like a lizard running through.
Oh, what?
I'm just going to exit myself from this conversation. You both have fun. Taylan.
I want to say Carrie. Oh, dang. I think it's Tay-Tay. I'm going to say Carrie.
Carrie is incorrect.
No, I know what it is. I know
Evan,
what it is.
Want to take the lead by 2 points here?
Okay. I'm going to go with Soha.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer was Tay-Tay.
So I'm just going to exit myself from this conversation. You guys both have fun continuing talking about me. I know that I'm exciting.
Moving on, and it's still 2-1. You have to know if she's vegan or not, though. Taylan, looks like Taylan's got
That was Dawn.
That was Dawn. That is correct.
Wait, you have to know if she's like vegan or not, though.
What the f***?
That's your job.
Yeah. Tying it up, baby. Let's go. She's posted like 3 Instagram stories of me today.
I remember that.
Oh, Evan did raise his hand first. Evan.
Dang.
Tay-Tay?
Tay-Tay is incorrect. Taylan.
Christian.
The correct answer was Christian.
She's posted like 3 TikToks with me today.
Yeah, let's go.
Taylan with the lead now. Taylan, 3-2, 3-2.
I hate you.
Last one. Now, this one is worth double points. So whoever can get this right pretty much wins. Now I have to worry about the spirits following me around in the house. Taylan, for the win.
That was so hot.
Now I have to worry about these spirits following me around that I can't even see.
Soha is correct, which means Taylan, you have won the first game of the Vibe Room today.
My God. Yeah, I'll let you win.
Y'all, you let me win that.
Uh-huh, okay. My Wi-Fi was glitching, you know.
Wi-Fi. Yeah. All right, Evan, whatever you say, bro. But Taylan, as I said earlier, you know what that means. You get to spill a secret about something from the A&I house that wasn't aired or people just don't know. So, Taylan, what is this secret I am dying to know right now?
I'm a spill a secret on Evan. Did y'all know that Evan will set an alarm and will not wake up to the alarm? I'll be in bed. I'm like, Evan, turn the alarm off. Like,
I do. I set an alarm 2 hours at least in advance. Every like 10 minutes, it goes off and I'll just sleep through until the last one.
Well, thank you so much both for playing. That was a lot of fun. Who said it? We got to bring that back later because that was a great game. Mm-hmm. But moving on, things on this week's episode got pretty spooky. But if you're watching A&I on Paramount Plus, then you got to see Ghosted Extended, where things got even more crazy. That's right, deleted scenes and exclusive content from this season is only available on Paramount Plus. So make sure you check it out so you don't miss out. But if you haven't seen it yet, here's a quick clip to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Let's take a look.
You have a cat, a big cat. You have a jaguar. Yeah. You're funny. A lizard.
A lizard?
And that's dragon energy.
Okay, that was definitely spooky, okay? But one thing I do want to know is before you guys met Patty, did you believe in ghosts or spirits at all?
I did.
I did too, yeah.
Taylan, what did you think of your spirit animal being a lizard?
She said that was dragon energy, so I was excited. I was okay. That's big dog status.
Hey! Well, Taylan and Evan, this is the part of the Vibe Room that is just my absolute favorite, okay? I look to this part every single episode. It is time for the fan questions! That is right! It is time for some fan questions, and things have been getting chaotic in the next influencer house, and a lot of questions have gone unanswered, okay? So now it is time to answer these unanswered questions. Starting off with the first fan question. It is from Bianca. Now, Bianca asks, what was your guys' reaction to being chosen or asked to be on the show?
It was very, like, random, like, when it all happened, when it all came to me. And it was in, like, a very, like, stressful moment in my life. And I was just like, I wasn't gonna believe it until I actually got there on set. Like, that was the whole thing. Like, I wasn't gonna believe it, like, until I got there.
It was definitely random. Like, it just came out of the blue, and I'm like, oh, wow. Like, it was an opportunity, and I really didn't want to pass it up. And, yeah, it was, I'm glad I didn't. Like, I'm so glad that everything worked out and that I was a part of the show.
Now, this next question is from Sid, and Sid asked, who did you think you weren't going to get along with but ended up getting along with in the house?
Noah and Christian. It was really both of them for me. Yeah.
I would say Noah. Noah and probably Tay-Tay.
Moving on, Deborah asked, do you think someone from last season should come back?
Mm-mm.
No? What about Coley? Do you guys think Coley should come back?
No, Coley and I had two seasons now. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, that meant season three for her.
Don't underestimate Owen's powers, because now that Dawn has left, that does leave an open spot in the house. So maybe I'll do some dialing up and get someone from season two to fill this spot. I don't know.
No.
This next question is from Derek. And Derek said, Evan, you are so confident. Coming from a small town, how are you able to be yourself in the house?
Because, like, I was used to, like, standing up for myself, like, all the time and being, like, on defense. So, like, I knew coming to the house, like, a bitch better not play with me. Like, a bitch better not even try. Like, I'm getting shut down real quick. Because, like, I have two older brothers. So, like, I don't give a f- like, who you are. Like, if you don't like me, like, if you don't want to fight about it, then shut the f- and leave me alone.
This next question is from Maddie. And Maddie asked, when will Taylan make a move on Sierra?
I guess we're going to have to just wait and see.
Oh, come on, man. Don't give me that. I want to know. Wait and see. Maddie wants to know. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. We're thinking about it. You gotta wait.
Well, Taylan and Evan, thank you so much for answering those fan questions. And the fans at home, thank you so much for asking those. If your question didn't get answered, don't worry. Be sure to get in the conversation by commenting on this post right here or going to our other socials on Instagram and TikTok. And we'll be sure to get your question answered on a future Vibram episode. But don't go anywhere, because we still have another game to play called Roommate Check, and here is how it works. I'm gonna ask you questions about each other, and you'll write down your answer, and we're gonna see who knows who better. Hope you've been paying attention to your housemate, because we're getting started right now. This first question is for you, Evan. So, Taylan, okay, write down the correct answer when I ask it. Here we go. Evan, what is the first thing Taylan does in the morning?
Okay.
All right, Evan, you got your answer ready? All right, Taylan, don't flip it yet. Evan, flip your answer in 3, 2, 1. Oh.
Can you see it?
Check his notifications. Taylan, what's the correct answer?
I say get on phone.
Hey, that counts. Yeah. That counts. That counts.
That's pretty right. Yeah.
Taylan, what does Evan wear for bed?
Ooh. Wait. Okay. I said...
No, hold on.
I just said clothes. I don't know. He wears like a t-shirt and shirt and like pants.
Evan, is he right?
Shorts and crocs.
Oh, here's the thing.
Most
shorts
the time,
and crop
yeah.
top falls under the clothes category. But clothes is just such a general answer. I don't think we're gonna count that. I'm sorry, Taylan.
That's okay.
Also, wait, hold on. Crop top. Evan, is that comfortable?
Yeah. Oh, well, most. Listen, I don't wear nothing when I'm at home.
Moving on. Evan, if Taylan could date any celebrity in the world right now, who would he date?
Oh my God.
Honestly, I think we all know the answer to this
yeah.
one. You could say it on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah, I knew it. Rihanna.
That's my wife.
That was a quick one. Move on.
Rihanna can call me.
Taylan, what is Evan's biggest pet peeve?
Three, I don't know.
Two.
I'm ready.
One. Said, let me hear your answer, Taylan.
I said smacking, but I don't know why. I just, that's just such a general one. I feel like A lot of people just don't like smacking, so.
The correct answer is
a reoccurring drama.
The same old thing. Hey, Evan, just some same old tart tea, bro.
Yeah, same old tart tea now.
Evan, what is Taylan's go-to pump-up songs? Song that you'll hear him jamming out to in the morning, at night, before a challenge. Just what is it? Number one song.
Okay, okay. Oh, this one's tough.
3, 2, 1.
Thought by Meg the Stallion. Megan the okay.
Stallion. I didn't even put, okay, this is a broad, but I didn't put no specific answer, but I said any Rihanna / Megan song.
I knew Megan would be on there because I heard him listen to Meg.
Honestly, we're going to give you that point, to be honest, because Taylan wasn't specific enough with his answer. So, Evan, with the 3-0 lead, can Taylan come back? Keep watching
the final. He is killing me right now.
All right, moving on to our last question. Taylan, what is Evan's go-to pump-up song? Taylan, what did you put?
I feel like I'm wrong again, but I said the same answer. Because both me and Evan like Megan. So I'm like, what'd you say, Evan?
Okay, so I put Meg Thee Stallion running up freestyle.
I think we're going to give Taylan a sympathy point because Evan just clearly won this game. So Evan, congratulations. You have won. Yes. Roommate check.
Told you, Taylan, I was coming for that ass.
Guys, I'm not going to lie, Evan and Taylan, not only was that the last game, that was the last part of today's Vibram episode.
Aww.
I just want to thank you guys so much for coming on here. You guys were an absolute blast and pleasure to have. Thank you, Taylan and Evan, for being on the show today. Don't forget to watch Next Influencer on Awesomeness TV every Thursday and binge the first 8 episodes only on Paramount Plus. As always, you're watching Awesomeness TV's Vibram. I'm Owen Holt, being joined by
Taylan Battles.
And I'm Evan Lane.
And you're watching Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room. Bye, everyone.
Bye.